Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? How is everybody? Quick weekly podcast. Let's get to it. I got some DMs the other day and messages saying, oh, Big 12 Network starting a radio station. Well, all claps and hoorahs. I really don't care. I'm happy for them. Anything that promotes the Big 12, I'm all for it. I'm not here. The difference is, I'm going to speak politically correct, and I'm going to speak what's on my mind, what's on a lot of fans' minds, is pretty much, you know, when we watch a football game, why does everything need to turn into a political situation? You know, another day, and they literally took like 10 minutes to break down one call that an official made, and everybody knew what the call was. We saw it on the TV, and then they got to call this guy in officiating rep and all this other goofy stuff, and it's just like, guys, cut the damn shenanigans. Just cut the shenanigans and let us watch football. Every play doesn't need a political. You don't need to overanalyze it. And this should be this. Just shut up and call a game. It's football. Stuff is going to go wrong. Everything isn't going to be perfect. Just call a game. Then afterwards, outrageously extreme, then the league can deal with it afterwards. But all of a play call to about, well, yeah, see, I think this should be here, or I think this should be this way. Well, what's the, like, man, a whole different way of life, and all we're trying to do is just watch the game that in our regular everyday lives. Call the football game, man. Think a daggone political statement every time somebody steps on the field. Now, let's talk about week 9. We got Texas Tech at Iowa State. That's a very close one. Iowa State is very hard to beat at home. But I tell you one thing, guys, if Texas Tech actually beats Iowa State, man, look, Texas is going to have some problems when they go out to Lubbock, and so is OU. So y'all better be prepared. Iowa State is good. I do expect them to get bowl eligible. I definitely see 3 more wins on their schedule easily. But, man, if Texas Tech goes out there and wins, Texas Tech is something to deal with. And it's, the Texas Tech is already sitting at 5 wins. So, I mean, looking at their schedule, they still have Baylor and a couple other Oklahoma State. No, they already beat Oklahoma State. I'm sorry. So they still have Baylor left. I'm pretty sure Texas Tech will get bowl eligible unless something really bad happens. So if they win this game, maybe this is an 8 or 9 win season for Cliff. Exactly what he needs out there in Lubbock to get the people off of his back. That would be a big deal. Now, TCU at Kansas. TCU needs this win really bad. I don't see them procrastinating or playing any games. I'm going to go TCU wins this at least by 10 points. And I'll post to the page later what I think what the score line should be. Now, this has Oklahoma beating Kansas State by 24. I don't know about no 24.5. I'd say maybe 18 to, you know, 17 to 8 to 20, 38 to 17, something like that. But I don't see them beating Kansas State by 25 points. That's serious. I'll be shocked if they do. Maybe 45-20. Now, Oklahoma State-Texas is a closer game than they think. And I listen to the radio in Austin here and there and different Big 12 radio networks, and there's just a lot of people who aren't confident in Texas, even though Tom Herman has done things and overachieved in his – this is his second season only. He has done phenomenal. I mean, there's the Maryland game, I think they have to deal with the lightning delay and all that took the rhythm and everything out of them. And, you know, they were there a little bit there at 11 a.m. our time, central time, which it was noon there. You know, it's a little hour difference. A lot of big deal factors to go with that loss at Maryland. But to make a long story short, they won 6 straight. Here's the kicker, though, guys. They haven't really won any true road games since that Maryland loss. You got to remember, the next game was Tulsa. It was at home. I believe after that, they played Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a neutral game. And then TCU was a home game, and so was Baylor. So since then, guys, you guys really played a true road game. So this is going to see if they can really win on the team, because if they can't win on the road, then they're not ready to move up to that college football playoff type of caliber, you know, situation. So this will be a true road test. And then obviously when they go out to Lubbock, they've had problems with Texas Tech in the last 5 years. When they go out there, that's going to be a serious test. So it's still some things they got to take care of at Texas. They did, I take that back, they did win at Kansas State. So they have had one other true road game since, but it was very close. Iowa State, I believe, comes to Texas. So Texas usually beats Iowa State at home. Their problem has been winning at Iowa State with Matt Campbell. But I think that'll be hard for Iowa State to come in the DKR and roll the Longhorns. Outside of that, we'll see. Oklahoma and Texas may be in that Big 12 championship game, or it could be Texas Tech. Texas Tech is I'm starting to take them seriously. They don't look like they're joking. Or West Virginia. Let's see what West Virginia does. I mean, I'm pretty sure West Virginia is pissed off about losing to Iowa State. So we will see. I mean, remember, Iowa State's good for that. Remember, they did that to Oklahoma State a few years back when they had Brandon Wheaton, and Oklahoma State had their chance at the BCS. Then that tragedy happened in Stillwater with the female, I should say ladies basketball coach, very sad situation. So we will see, guys. That's it, man. I just wanted to stop in real quick, talk about the situation. I mean, funny things that are going on in the league right now. People are giving Mike Gundy a hard time, but to me, I'm just kind of laughing because last year they wanted the defensive coordinator fired. Now this year they want the offensive coordinator fired, and it's just like I said a couple weeks ago, it's real simple, guys. You know, Oklahoma State is a program that every once in a while they get a great quarterback, and it's probably once every 4 or 5 years, and then it'll take 2 years for them to rebuild up. So then they'll find a quarterback. They'll do good for 2 or 3 years. They'll have a chance at a playoff or a double-digit win season, and then they'll fall off again, and they'll go to, you know, a 5-7 or a bowl-eligible team. Then they'll find a quarterback. That's always been their stigma or their thing since the Mike Gundy era has begun. So, I mean, what's going on there doesn't surprise me at all, and I don't see why people – you know, are so upset and want to fire somebody so quick. Like, that's what happens when you lose a good QB. Not everybody is Nick Saban where they can just overlap these QBs like this. You see they were trying to fire Jim Harbaugh up in Michigan because he wasn't winning against Ohio State, Michigan State. Not that he wasn't having a winning record and doing a good job, but because he wasn't beating their rivals. When the guy before him couldn't even beat the rivals or the teams that were mediocre. So, you know, it is what it is. And that's really it, guys. That's Big 12 Nation this week. Everybody, enjoy your family. Enjoy this weekend. Before we know it, guys, it'll be November. Thanksgiving will be here. And then that Big 12 championship game. And then we'll see what happens. And I know we all have fun during bowl season. So everybody enjoy their weekend, man. Be safe out there. Peace.